Right now on VFN TV, President Donald Trump gives a weekly address, a prophecy, and things being stirred up. Is America about to go to war with China? Is Russia coming in to do something to America? What did Dmitry Dudeman say? And what is taking place? And what did God tell me December the 6th, 2015, about this very day, how America will be victorious? Right now on VFN TV.
To VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
So what Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence, and God put a mercy visit. Instead, he put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no, there's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what?
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns it back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year. Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength. And it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well, and ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president. I think continue to further illustrate, not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again in America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
It got repaired as soon as I took
within 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land?
I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, we are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. These are exciting days, wonderful things that our Lord has done. We're going to be talking today about a prophecy, a prophetic dream the Lord gave me about 60 days for an attack on a particular nation and what was going to be taking place. And just because tragedies may happen or somebody may come against you, it doesn't mean you won't be successful and you won't be victorious. God has got some good things in store. This is a breakthrough year. But first, we want to join, we're going to go right to Washington, D.C. and join President Donald Trump for the weekly address. Let's go there now.
My fellow Americans, this week I traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to lay a wreath at the grave of Andrew Jackson on the 250th anniversary of his birth. Jackson was an American hero, first as a brilliant general whose crushing defeat of the British at New Orleans saved our independence in the War of 1812, and later as the 7th President of the United States, when he fought to defend the forgotten men and women from the arrogant elite of his day. Does it sound familiar? The memory of his leadership lives on in our people, and his spirit points us to a better future. This week, I also traveled to the Willow Run plant in Michigan. At that facility during the Second World War, the Ford Motor Company built not cars, but entire airplanes. At one point, workers there produced a complete B-24 Liberator every single hour. Hard to believe. Today on that site is a new facility where the cutting-edge cars of the future will be tested. And this week, the old plant was filled once again with thousands of workers and engineers. I was there to share the good news for the American auto industry. We announced we'll be reversing an 11th-hour executive action from the previous administration that was threatening thousands of auto jobs in Michigan and across America. And I mean threatening. It was very, very sad to see. In fact, we are setting up a task force in every federal agency to identify any unnecessary regulation that is hurting American businesses and American jobs. The first two job reports of my administration show that we've already added nearly 500,000 new jobs. The days of economic surrender for the United States are over. For too long, special interests have made money shipping jobs overseas. We need a new economic model. Let's call it the American model. Under this model, we will lower the burden on American business, but in exchange, they must hire and grow America and American jobs. This will be a win-win for our companies and for our workers. Let's buy American and hire American. Let's create jobs in America. Let's imagine new industries. And let's build a beautiful future together. Among the workers building B-24 bombers at the Willow Run plant during World War II was one tough lady. You might have heard her. They called her Rosie the Riveter. And when Rosie's country called her, she answered the call. Rosie was famous for her toughness and her strength, and for the words that were emblazoned above her famous image. It said very simply, "We can do it." If Americans unite and find again within our nation the soul of Rosie and the spirit of Jackson, I have no doubt that we can do it and do it like never before. Thank you. Enjoy your week.
This is so exciting as we look back on history. I think about when he talks about Rosie the Riveter, my grandmother, which was probably about this tall, she welded ships in Mississippi and in Mobile during the war. And, you know, women went to work because the men were out there fighting the battle at that particular time. And so Rosie the Riveter was literally Sally Bain. My grandmother was one of those ladies that went to work to keep our country safe. And we're coming into a day and age, it looks like we're all going to have to participate. We're all going to have to fight the good fight to be able to maintain our country. And I think about this, and in December of 2013, the Lord spoke to me and began to speak to me about it takes 60 years for a strategic basic terrorist attack to take place. And I began to wonder, what does that really mean, and what took place? And I began to study what happened 60 years prior to that. And I think about Pastor John Kilpatrick's word when he said, the Lord told him, what was will be again. When you look back at 1967, when we get back from this break, you're going to be really surprised, because the very same thing that was happening in 1967 in that region is happening right now. Even the McCarthy-type statements in here, and as a matter of fact, the FBI director, Comey, was asked, is this McCarthyism that's taking place, from one of the congressmen just this week? Join us after the break. We've got to talk about it.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
In 1997, Promise Keepers put 1 million men on the Mall to pray for America, an historic event in church history. And I begin to declare the hearts of the fathers are turning to the children, and there's coming a corresponding movement of the young people turning to the fathers.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Well, here we are. You know, what was will be again, what the Lord told Pastor John Kilpatrick. And it's amazing when you start looking at what's taking place, because if you look at 1967, that's what we're going to look at today. And when the Lord first spoke to me about this, it was 1967 would have been the year. And with that, by the way, he told me something great, which I'm going to share towards the end of this program, what God said, how America is going to be victorious over this thing. But something's got to happen before you're victorious over it. You know, what is the thing coming against you? Well, 60 years ago, 1967, you were looking at General Joseph McCarthy. And they had the McCarthy hearings, and you're hearing today where, you know, people are speaking about we got to be able to, you know, there's this underlying government, you know, this under government that's
shadow
out there,
government.
Shadow government, which is people that comes from previous administrations for years on back that are not for the Constitution, they're not for the country, they basically feel like reports are socialism is the thing to do, or communism, right. Or they look at Denmark and say, this is the happiest country. Like, it's 6 million people. You could fit that in part of New York. It's like a dinky country. And so, and we, you know, we're 300 plus million folks. And so, but there, and so what happened in 1967 is Joseph McCarthy began to stand up and saying, well, we got to purge the government. The people that are in the government. And I think about Rick Joyner too, because Rick Joyner got a word that people are going to be so upset with the federal government for what they allowed to happen. So back in 1967, communists reportedly were in the government, and they all said that they were, but they just said it was just too difficult to find them, is what the ultimate outcome was. And so he was saying, listen, for us to move on, we got to find out who's not for us in the government and remove them. So you had the McCarthy hearings that took place right there. And I think what's so interesting about the McCarthy hearings, you can find out a lot more about that. We'll be sharing that with you right there. So think about this. They are focused in Congress specifically saying people who work for the federal government are against the president, they're against Congress, they're against the judiciary branch, they're trying to undermine the government. So we got to get them out. You're hearing continually, what are you hearing right now? You're hearing right now saying, well, Russia's trying to interfere with our elections, and they're interfering with European elections, and they're trying to undermine, well, that's what they've always done. It's been happening all along. That's just the mechanism of communism. And so McCarthy was saying, we've got to get that out of there. We've got to get out. To be able to have a country, we've got to get this out, these communists out of our country. Well, that's what's being said right now. The president is saying, we've got to get these folks out of the government who's not for America, who's not for the Constitution, who is not for freedom and capitalism and republic that we are.
The Constitution.
Yeah, the Constitution. And so you're looking at Comey, which is the FBI. This just happened. You know, Comey is standing before Congress right there, and they are talking to him about the McCarthy hearings. And that's what got the Lord, this is what's happening. That's what the Lord told me would be happening. And they're talking to him about investigating how Russia, the communists, interfered with America. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, they said they found no record of anything happening to our elections. No tally's been changed. Everybody says that's what it is. But one of the particular congressmen asked him, according to the New York Times, about McCarthyisms. This is the question they asked. Is the FBI director, Mr. James Comey, provided a rare moment of levity when asked if he believed the inquiry into Russia's meddling and possible connections to the Trump campaign was a form of McCarthyism. Hmm. Well, McCarthy was for, you know, I don't approve of his methodology, but he was for the country. He was for, you know, the Constitution and wanted things to move along. Well, you can't if somebody's rebelling against your you know, freedom. Communists is big government, and a republic is big people, small government. It's total opposite of each other. And so the big question they have in their mind right now, they have McCarthyism. They're talking about the very thing that took place right there. And you think, well, I was doing research right there, and then I found out, you know, that so what was will be again. And so this right here, this is Joseph General McCarthy talking to his attorney. You see him right here. And his attorney's Roy Cohen. So Roy Cohen's representing
General McCarthy
during these McCarthy hearings to rid the underlying government, the undergovernment, or whatever we call that.
The deep state, the shadow government.
The shadow government, to get it out. And so what was will be again. Well, then I looked a little bit more and I saw, well, goodness, Roy Cohen is President Donald Trump's attorney.
Yeah.
That's the same attorney that was there during 1967 in McCarthy's year. And the interesting thing, it's the communists and people that are not for the country that point at you and go, you're bad. Like, how could I be bad? I want God to be over our country. I want the Constitution to be held up. I want Supreme Court justices that will support and defend the Constitution. And what's wrong with that? And they actually attack you for that. And that's what they did to McCarthy during that time. And he did some terrible things as well. But, you know, reports are, of course, Donald Trump's well aware of Roy Cohen and his methodologies.
Oh, yes.
And obviously, McCarthy was getting instructions from Roy and how to do it. So this is like, man, this is like
full circle.
60 years later, right?
What was
will be again. And that's exactly what the Lord told Pastor John Kilpatrick of Churches of a Church of His Presence. We're not going to get a chance to go fully in that. We're going to make that available to you. But just like it was for Truman, it'll be for Trump. Just like Truman had generals. And God's going to gave President Trump generals to be able to defend Israel, to keep them in their land.
You know what's encouraging about all this is, as I'm hearing you speak about this, is that the Lord told us prophetically.
Yeah, yes.
And the thing is that God wants us to pay attention. He wants us to hear His voice, abide with Him. We don't have to be concerned or worried about the events that are going to unfold in life because we know it in advance.
Right, and that's what prophetic news is about. You know, God told us ahead of time this is happening. We prepared for it. We actually have it down where you can go back and even research it. We'll make it available to you. But and God does this so you can know that He's God.
Yeah.
You can go, wait a minute, He told me this 3 years ago. He told us this 2 years ago. And this has come into pass. And this leads with Demetri Dudeman's word. Now, Demetri Dudeman was given a word over America. And in that word specifically, he talked about that there was Russian spies that have come into our nuclear facilities. The Lord told him this in a vision and took him there. It was the angel over America, actually, that took him there.
Wow. So the nuclear warehouses?
The nuclear warehouses. And from the middle of the country, some people were going to start fighting against the government, and the government was going to be busy with its internal problems. Then from the ocean, the prophecy is from Cuba, Nigeria, Mexico.
Nicaragua,
that's good. He told me two other countries, didn't know what they were, he says. It said, then we'll bomb the nuclear warehouses in America. They'll explode and America will burn. Well, we're believing based on what God has said, because he's put mercy our way in 2016. This is a year of mercy or breakthrough. But it doesn't mean that their plan, that they plan to harm us and try to take down the dollar. And we're going to talk about Russia, China, and North Korea. And that's what we talked about way back when. That's what God said. And they came together and began to cut a treaty with each other, if you would, unspoken treaty, shaking hands, saying that we're going to do this. Why should America be the one that's in charge? And so we're looking at today, those very same Russia, North Korea, and China is on the map. They're talking about, we'll be talking about more of that in a minute.
But talk about an axis of evil. I mean, this is really formulating. One of the things in that prophetic word says, watch will Russia, where they'll penetrate.
Yes.
It's like Minnesota, Alaska, and Florida.
Yes.
So, you know, we know so that we can pray.
Right. And so you're looking at this particular prophetic word was given April 22nd, 1996, and we'll make this available to you as well. But he was talking about, he heard a trumpet sound in this particular vision, and he was in America, and he saw three men dressed alike. Two of the men were carrying weapons. One was armed with, they came in. He woke up, and he said, come to me. And he said, who are you? He said, I'm the angel. And he said, stop right here. Then all of a sudden he said, take these binoculars and begin to look. And that's when he saw this vision that was taking place. That's when he saw Russia and China cutting a deal. And he couldn't name the other country, but it's looking like North Korea was definitely the country that was there. And then he saw the president of Russia, a short, chubby man. And he would be really offended if he was calling him short and chubby. He's always riding around shirtless on a horse.
Shirtless on a horse. This is what they were preparing for America.
I saw a president of Russia, he says, a short, chubby man, who said that he was the president of, the president of China, and two others. And he couldn't remember who, he didn't know who the other two were, but there was a particular Russian-controlled territory. When you look at North Korea, you look at Mongolia, you know, which is the northern part of China, that's basically Russia has the control over that. And we get back from the break, we're actually going to go there and show you the map. So when you're hearing every day them talk about North Korea, understand North Korea and Russia touch, their borders touch right there. Mm. It's the northeastern part of China. And they're saying, this is what they're saying in that particular dream to Dmitry Dudeman. He says, I'll give you they're cutting this deal with China and Russia. I'll give you the land, China, with all of its people, but you must free Taiwan of Americans. Mm. Do not fear, we will attack them from behind. So all of a sudden, when something begins to happen over in that region, and they said a little bit more, a voice said to me, watch where the Russians penetrate America. And that's when he saw Alaska, Minnesota, and Florida. Something's supposedly going to happen in China. Well, you just had Rex Tillerson just go there, right there on the DMZ, demilitarized zone between North Korea and South Korea, right? And what did he say?
This is what he said. He said that the policy of strategic patience has ended, and that everything's on the table in terms of dealing with North Korea. So, you know, we've been very, very patient in North Korea, but it's a new administration, it's a new season, and that it's over.
But the whole thing about North Korea is not this individual isolated thing by its own. It's really the militant arm of China.
Oh yeah, and the problem with them is that they have nuclear weapons. I mean, this is the whole thing. I mean, this is why we had to the deal with Iran was so horrible, was the fact that we are actually reaping right now the results of these loose conditions where now North Korea has nuclear weapons.
And they have been just bad policies. And, you know, the reason why there's nuclear weapons in North Korea is because of the Bill Clinton administration. Yeah. And they negotiated to the point where, boom. And anyway, so we're going to talk about Iran right now. But still, this is what was in that prophetic word was, and we'll make the whole word available to you. He says, when America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning. And so we're looking at, if we get into a mess over in North Korea, which they're really egging us on, well, this is a starving country. Where are they getting the resources from? China and Russia. Mm-hmm. And so you're looking at Russia and China trying to get us over there into that particular sea with those fake islands and firing missiles towards Japan. They're landing right off the shore of Japan, missiles are. That when we go to try to do something about that, whatever has infiltrated that McCarthy and whoever else and Roy Coyne was talking about 1967, yeah. That's going to rise up in our country. And but I got real good news about that, because just because you go to war, understand this, prior to World War II, America was just a standard country, you know, like every other country. But after World War II, because we went to it, we became the wealthiest country, the most powerful. Everybody wanted to put their money in America. America got the reputation of being the strongest and the mightiest country because the war happened. The war brought us into that place. Mm-hmm. And it brought us also into a place where we could stand with Israel, you know, as well in the context of that. But so it looks like what this news that we're hearing right now that's taking place in China, where, you know, the president's tweeting out saying, well, we're going to deal with North Korea. Understand, by dealing with North Korea, you're dealing with China and you're dealing with Russia. You're coming right in there.
Yeah.
And when that takes place, that's when something rises up inside of America. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk more about that after this break. But first, I want to tell you about this offer. You know, it's our partners that keep us on the air. Monthly support. We're supporting on a regular basis, any amount whatsoever. And we want to be able to send you this offer. It's called Slip Sliding Away. You may remember that from some singers in the past. But really, it's a battle between the light and the dark. So often, we take our own light and turn it down to make people more comfortable. But it's the darkness on them that even tempts you to do that. And the second you do that, the darkness on them takes over your life. It's so important. We've got to crank up our light, even if they run from the light, because Jesus says the verdict is in. When the light was on, they ran, basically, because they wanted and loved the things of darkness. So we got to make up our mind. We're going to be light or we're going to be dark. As a matter of fact, here's more about the offer.
Offer 2029, Slip Sliding Away, the battle between light and darkness. There was a song by Simon and Garfunkel in 1975 that was called Slip Sliding Away. It spoke of the nearer that he got to his destination, the more he was slip sliding away. There is a battle going on that is between the light and the darkness. And if we're not aware of this or don't take it serious, we too can end up slip sliding into darkness, though we're near our destination and our breakthrough. Jesus is the light and came to bring us into the light, the life that brings eternal life in him. Yet there are those who love the darkness, who are prophets of darkness, trying to draw those who walk in the light to their ways. This message gives you great insight and shows you, though we might have great plans to stay in the light, we still should remain humble, aware, and willing to walk away from those who love darkness. We should love them and hope for them, but when they've made their mind up to live in darkness, you'll find your relationship will be strained and eventually they'll walk away. You'll also learn that it's unwise to turn down your light to make others comfortable and how dangerous that is, as your light may end up going out. Grow in wisdom as children of the light and learn the importance and the meaning of walking in the light. We want to send this offer to you for a love gift of any amount. You can become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us by mail at VFN TV at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or you can call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2029, Slip Sliding Away, the battle between light and darkness.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Is it mandatory for students to take a class that goes against their religious beliefs? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I wanted to know if it's mandatory in the middle schools that the children have to take sex education classes because they're saying it's mandatory, and we try to teach our kids different because, you know, we want them to know abstinence before marriage.
Well, a lot of state curriculums, Amanda, have a requirement of, in their particular health curriculum, to talk about sexual activity or to talk about what they call health. But you have a right to exempt your child out of that. And what you need to do is contact first the school teacher, tell her you've got a religious objection to the content of that particular portion of the curriculum and you'd like an alternative given. And generally, they're very responsive. They will allow you to exempt or opt out of a particular curriculum aspect that you object to.
If you have questions regarding law and religious liberties, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
The word today we're going to talk about is equip. It was sent in by Jeff Church from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Man, I played some golf there. What a beautiful area that is. Jeff is a business owner. Jeff, when I was a very young leader, I began counseling because I have a degree in that. And I didn't like counseling, and it wore me out. And pretty soon after a couple years, I realized I wasn't good at it, and I really shouldn't be doing it, even though I had a degree in it. And I began to go from counseling to equipping, and immediately when I started equipping people, I received energy and was infused with strength. And I asked myself, what was the difference? And one day I settled it. I understood it. You see, when you counsel people, you work on their weaknesses. When you equip people, you work on their strengths. I found that equipping others, working on their potential and on their strengths, gives me also strength, and that began the time of my life where I said, I want to, the rest of my life, become an equipper of people. And that's what I'm still trying to do today.
It's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this, the author of The Game Plan, The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America. But this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay, as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. So to summarize what we were talking about before the break was that if, in fact, we go to war with North Korea or China or Russia in the China Sea over here, when that happens, according to the prophecy by Dimitri Dudem, we just talked about, the entire prophecy will be made available at VFNTV.com on the torch, then that's when Russia, the supplanters, the people that are in the government who are not for the government, that are fighting, mm-hmm. the under-government, I guess you would call it, this very same people that McCarthy was talking about in 1967, 60 years ago when that was taking place, is happening today, the same attorney that McCarthy had, Roy Cohen, it's the same attorney today for President Donald Trump. It's the same one. And so if, in fact, that takes place, and you're seeing some things take place. Rex Tillerson was there, and he said that we're going to do something totally different. Well, if we go to war with North Korea, that's like going to war with Russia and or China at the same time. But at that very time, according to the prophetic word, that's when somebody in Russia, people throughout Russia, are going to come up and an uprising would take place in our own
Nicaragua,
country.
Mexico, and some other area. They're going to come right into the United States.
And it says, watch out. And they cut a deal for something of that nature. And so that's taking place. As a matter of fact, when I look right here at what the Express is reporting right here, what do they say, the Express?
If the United States and South Korea harm the strategic security interests of countries in the region, including China, they are destined to pay the price for this and receive a proper counterattack.
Now think about the president of China. What's his name again?
Xi Jinping.
And so we're looking at very specifically, when you look at China, as a matter of fact, let's look at the map. Let's go to the map right now and just take a look at it. We're going to look at Google Map and see how close all these particular areas are. Let's go to the map. There we go. And if you're looking at China right here, there's China. A lot of times when you think about North Korea, you think it's like down here. You can see where my mouse is. but really it's way up here in the northeastern part of China. By the way, it borders Russia. Take a look right here. There's Russia. All this property up here, all this land is Russia. This is Mongolia right here, which is between Russia and China. But they actually have a puppet government, the reports are. Russia has a puppet government right here, so you pretty much say that's Russia right there. Well, notice right over here with North Korea, this is where all the trouble's going on. There's Japan, they're firing the missiles over towards Japan from North Korea, they're firing over like this. Well, you're looking at the borders touch right here. This is Russia, and this is North Korea. Hmm. So you're looking at, this is not, North Korea is not doing all of this. You're looking at China and Russia. China and Russia are the ones that are egging this on. And so the prophetic word was, what God said to Dmitry Dudamin was, when we go deal with that, what they have a plan is to do something in America, our nuclear sites, different things of that nature. And we're finding out right now we have own leaks in our own government that's trying to take down our own government. Mm. And they're letting things out that they're not supposed to let out. They're violating all kinds of laws and they're not even holding them accountable. And this big push going on. But the exciting thing about that is that the Lord spoke to me in December 2015 and he told me specifically that the enemy is going to try to come from the east and he is going to try to come from the west in America. But we're going to rise up, and the word was specifically, we're going to mow them over. Mm. So when the enemy comes up, and this is when you think about this, when Jehu went to go deal with the Baal worshipers and the Jezebel followers and the Ahab followers, basically the people that worship in Baal, he just gathered, something had to happen to make them all come up and gather. So he threw up, they threw a party. It was a Baal party. And that caused everybody to come out of their houses and homes and their jobs and everything to show up in one place so that they could deal with them. But what happens, something like this happens, when God's saying, I'm going to deliver you from the enemy, that the seed of the evil is coming down, the seed of the righteous is going to rise, don't worry about it. Realize this actually will just kind of fan them out. It'll kind of like
cause them to come out.
And when that happens, and it is demonic, it is Satan trying to do this, but he's not stronger than God. God's going to move, and God gave us mercy. He's shown us mercy. And he said, the seed of evil is coming down, the seed of righteous is going to rise. The enemy's going to come from the east, the enemy's going to come from the west. But the specific words were, we're going to be victorious, and that they're going to be mowed over. But he also told me about 1967 at the very same time, which was 60 years ago, which was the McCarthy hearings, which was government officials trying to deal with communist people that were undermining the government, the shadow government.
Embedded in the government. Right?
Embedded in the government. And if you look at Wikipedia, what they say about that, they say that it's true what he said. But if you look at what the Wikipedia says, that it says specifically that what he was saying, what McCarthy was saying, was true. There was communists in the government, but it was too difficult to get them out. Well, that was 60 years ago. That was 60 years ago. So you're looking at right now, it's way worse 60 years later.
Oh, yes.
And the Lord told me it takes 60 years for a communist plan, for a terrorist plan, terrorists attacking something to come to pass. And so you're looking at 60-year time it took place at that particular point. And now the president's saying we got to get them out of government. We got to be able to deal with them. So you're looking back at 1967. What happened in 1967? It's pretty interesting. In 1967, 60 years ago, that's when the 25th Amendment was approved. Hmm. The 25th Amendment, the U.S. Constitution, says it had kind of a little, the Article 2 or whatever it was real so vague it didn't make much sense. They made it clear. If the president gets debilitated for any reason whatsoever, the vice president takes over. So if you put the president under anesthesia to go to surgery, the moment he goes down, the office goes over to the vice president. That's the 25th Amendment. That happened in 1967. Of course, we had a president assassination in 1963.
Right, John F. Kennedy. I believe that's why this amendment came into being, because they were unsure of when the transition of power actually took place.
But at the same time, too, you had the Weather Underground blowing things up, you had the radical communist parties, literally called the communist parties, rising up, trying to take over the government.
The race riots
going on, and they were being used because there was legitimate civil rights issues in America, but they were being used at that time to be able to different things going on. April 7th, 1967, there was a six-day war began to approach in Israel. They began to talk about that. Greece was taken over by a military dictator. So Greece, remember how Greece is right now? Greece is like ready to crash and to fall. There was a tornadoes breaking out in the Midwest of the United States. You had in Houston, Texas, that was when the Muhammad Ali was saying he's not, because of his faith in Islam, he was not going to go into war. On May the 17th, Syria mobilized against Israel on that 1967. And then on June the 5th, the Six-Day War begins. So the attack against Israel began in 1967. What's happening right now? You have people trying to take Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu out of office. You have people gathering around Israel to make war with Israel. Why did God put Trump in and give him generals? Well, specifically, somebody's going to try to mess with Israel, like 1967.
The United Nations right now is just sanctioning them as being an apartheid state. You know, it's just like this whole thing's still happening.
And so you're looking at that thing's happening right now. And so, you know, Israel's going to be at risk, but because God has raised up Trump and these generals for Trump, the purpose is to protect Israel and to keep them
there.
To keep them in the land. So there's going to be some turbulence that takes place, and they're not going to let it go too long. I know that Chuck Pierce of Zion Ministry said, you know, watch out for the first 5 months. You know, the uprisings that would happen, and the sword of heaven is going to come to the earth. And
this is the 50-year anniversary of Israel being reestablished there as well.
So you're looking at that. So the 60-year mark, we're right in the middle of those things taking place. Race riots took place in June in Tampa, Florida, shooting at a Chamber of Commerce. The Love versus Virginia decision was in 1967, which is the racist law that said that if you're two different races, you couldn't...
No interracial marriage.
Well, that was fixed. The first African-American Supreme Court Justice, Thurgood Marshall, got placed in 1967. The People's Republic of China tested its first hydrogen bomb. And here we are right now, they're testing through North Korea these missiles they're firing off towards Japan. They want Taiwan, they want Japan. In June, 400 million viewers watched our world broadcast, the first international broadcast that took place, television. In Buffalo, there was race riots that began in 1967. In July, in Newark, there was race riots took place there as well. There's a great loss of life. 26 were dead there, I believe, got killed. You had the prison riots in Jay, Florida, that took place where 37 died there. Prison breakouts, the north side of Minneapolis, Minnesota. There's just uprisings everywhere.
Yeah.
The 12th Street riot that took place in Detroit that took place. You have 1967, there was riots that took place, race riots in August. And then the war protest. Well, Jim Baker, the Lord showed him a dream that the draft is going to come. We're going to be in the war, but they're going to protest the war. They're not going to want to go to war. They're going to be crying and weeping and that type of thing. But when war happens, you got to go to it. And it looks like these things are coming together. And it says the Republic of China announces that it has shot down the United States plane and violating its airspace in August 21st, 1967. What are they doing right now? That they're positioning themselves to be able to have this. We got to pray. We got to be able to pray, and you know, prayer changes things. You know, you can get all excited and spend your whole life wanting to be on a part of a professional football team. You know, and finally you get picked in a draft. Well, you just begun. When you get picked, they don't give you a Super Bowl ring because you get picked to be on the team. Now you got to go to practice. Now you got to be able to have the games and succeed in the games. You got to begin to fight and you got to stand up. Well, God has mercy on us. He does wonderful things for us, but we're going to have to stand up for what we believe in. We're going to have to stand up for our country. And it looks like, according to some of the prophetic words, that this uprising is going to come from within. It's going to come from the east. It's going to come from the west. It's going to be some sort of global situation. But we're going to mow them down, is what the Lord told me, the enemy that tries to harm our country and tries to harm Israel. We have so much more to talk about. We get back from the break. But listen, be encouraged. Know that if God told us this would be happening, and God told us we'd be victorious over it, we can have confidence in both, and we can prepare. This is what Proverbs says. A prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. When we can prepare, prophecy lets us prepare for that. And you're looking, a lot of people are upset that when you get a president in office who openly announces that he's for God, he's for Christians, he's for Israel, he's for the Jews, he's for the Constitution, he's for the country, he's for life. You know, he's against abortion. He's for the borders. That terrifies people who want to destroy America, who want to take America down, who wants to turn it into a socialist or a communist type country. Mm-hmm. And it's like there's a battle going to happen. We don't know how it's going to come to pass, other than the fact that something's going to happen in China, which we're seeing take place right now, which we read about even in the article. We see here the James Comey of the FBI, who's specifically saying McCarthyism and I don't mention any isms. Well, that's like not mentioning radical Islamic terrorism. If communism is trying to come in or socialism is trying, you got to mention it. You're an investigator.
Senator from Vermont who ran for the president, who's openly confessed that he was a socialist.
Democratic socialist is what he said.
And he got a lot of interest.
He did. And it's the ultimate temptation. Somebody, we got to go to break, I know, but somebody who came out from under Germany's communism, they said, listen, communism and socialism or Marxism, it's the biggest temptation to a man's flesh. Because what they tell you is, you won't have to do anything, we'll take care of you. Mm. But it always ends up in camps, ovens, oppression, and not good. Join us after the break. We're going to cover more.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world. I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength, and it is a message deeply delivered from my heart. A new chapter of American greatness is now beginning. A new national pride is sweeping across our nation, and a new surge of optimism is placing impossible dreams firmly within our grasp. What we are witnessing today is the renewal of the American spirit. Our allies will find that America is once again ready to lead. I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country. I am asking everyone watching tonight to seize this moment, believe in yourselves, believe in your future, and believe once more in America. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States.
Welcome back. Well, you know, this program's been packed with information. We're trying to get it all in. We pretty much got a lot of it. We're going to make all of this available for you on the VFN Torch. What we try to do all the time is we source everything. So when you talk to someone, you're not just talking because you heard something, that you know that there's documentation to back up what's being said, including prophetic word from God, prophecy, where God is telling us beforehand. And what he said was, to review the program today, is to say that it takes 60 years for a terrorist attack, a war plan, a strategy to unfold. And 1967 would have been 60 years when the Lord told me that. And he also told me 67 as well. And so I'll go back and look, and it's like the same thing that was happening in 1967 is happening now. What is the problem? You have people reportedly in the investigative parts of our department that's just leaking all this confidential information. The general that got removed from his place in the Trump cabinet. I mean, that was somebody that
Michael Flynn.
Yeah, it was an illegal thing that got leaked out, and all this illegal activity is going on. But nobody, it's the government. It's people in the government that are reportedly doing this, and it's against the law. It's in a time of war, it would be called treason, And that's what McCarthy was reportedly trying to deal with in 1967. Well, the same attorney for Joseph McCarthy in 1967, it was the same attorney for our current president. He had him as attorney in his, he taught him how to do things that he does. And so now they're saying the same thing. Now it's time to deal with the whatever the insurgence is inside our government that's against our country, that's against how, you know, capitalism, that's against a republic, that's against the Constitution, that's against our values, that it's time to deal with that.
Well,
you root it out. And the Bannon,
Steve Bannon,
some of the quotes that he's talking about, the only way to, some of the, I don't have the exact quote here.
It's the advisor to the president.
Yeah, the only way to take it down is just to totally eliminate it altogether and to reboot it. So I don't know what that means, but that's not an exact quote. But you're looking at it rising up, you're thinking, you're trying to, I think about Ravi Zacharias, as a matter of fact. When you listen to Ravi Zacharias, we're not gonna have that now, but he said, it was a quote back in 1970s, and it was interesting, the 70s, right after the 60s, they said, these people blow their own trumpets to take down their own walls and destroy their own country, and they have nothing left. And it's like the people that are rising up right now, it's like, it's this, the land that you're standing on is there because of the US Constitution. We're here because of God's grace, and because of our founding fathers and those that shed blood for us to be able to have the freedom that we have right now. And because of a fair judicial system, understanding that if we have an unfair judicial system, read about it in scripture, God will deal with a country who has unfair judges. And there has been unfair rulings in the past, but God deals with that. Notice how America just kind of changes and begins to, we make amendments to our Constitution because you voted for it, not because a Supreme Court judge decided it. That's how it's supposed to happen. And so we need to pray for our country. We need to pray for protection over Israel. Realize that God gave Trump generals, according to that prophetic word, to be able to keep Israel in their homeland. Well, we got to pray about what's happening over in the China Sea, what's taking place, the missiles firing off from North Korea. We saw North Korea really is attached to China, and it's attached to Russia. This poor, starving country whose people can't even go to their full height because they're not getting enough nutrition. They're not getting money to that's not their money. Somebody's funding them that money and using them to be able to egg us on. So it's very important to pray for Rex Tillerson,
yes,
Secretary of State, pray for our president, pray for the generals that are advising the president, and we gotta be able to fight wars on multiple places at the same time, so we have to rebuild our military. I wanna pray right now. Let's pray. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord, that the plans of the enemy would be counseled, God, that you would give wisdom and strength to our country, Lord God,
yes,
to be able to fend off the enemy in two oceans, three oceans, four oceans at the same time, Father God, that we would understand that it's enemies foreign and domestic, God, that a spirit would rise up in this land, Father God, that we would unify against people who are trying to destroy our land, the law enforcement would come in and remove them from this land. You know, purge our land of people that are trying to purge us from you and purge us from what your goal and your desire is for this land, Father God. We just ask for your angels, the angel over America, Lord, that you would send that angel out to begin to do warfare on our behalf. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Protect Israel, Father God. Give us wisdom to stand, God. Lord, we ask for this, Lord, and as we cry out to you, God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord. End abortion. Send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship, because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could. You're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you, now is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read His Word, and you allow His Word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with Him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing. At iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan. And it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what He will show you. I mean, children are abiding, and God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.